Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, I just stepped outside. It is freezing out there, or at least it feels that way after the summer. 56 degrees now. It's going to be 38 tonight. That'll be the low. Welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, bills to reform Michigan's education system are already being passed at the Capitol, with one squeaking through the House today. I'll talk to the head of the American Federation of Teachers Michigan about what's in store for educators. And we're back over the 11% unemployment rate marker in Michigan. Looks like we're not out of the woods yet. We'll discuss what's behind this fourth month in a row of rising jobless numbers. But first, a Lansing medical marijuana dispensary owner is facing charges for violating state election laws. It's a story that's now attracting national attention, with Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette taking personal interest in the case. Joining me now is the owner of Lansing's Your Healthy Choice Clinic, who's the center of the controversy, Shakina Penna. Welcome to the program, Shakina.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Now, I know you can't discuss the specifics of the case, but, you know, Attorney General Bill Schuette says that an election law was violated, apparently, by your clinic. I guess I wonder, what election law are we talking about?
I believe he's talking about the Lansing City Council. So the primaries is what I believe it's discussing.
Now, apparently the allegations were that medical marijuana was offered to encourage patients to register to vote. I mean, do you generally think that more supporters of medical marijuana should be registering to vote?
You know, on that topic, I can't go into that at all. I've been advised not to speak at all regarding the case, you know, other than the charges are absolutely ridiculous. And it's, you know, pretty sad that everyone's making a big, you know, dilemma of the situation versus it just being awareness out there. You know, there's so much other things going on in the medical marijuana community, such as these businesses closing down and these patients, you know, being pushed to the street. And it's just sad that this is for political gain.
Now, essentially, are you saying then that you think that the case itself, the general point of the case is more of more to show you off as an example and to affect the medical marijuana community in some political way rather than any kind of a serious allegation that they have here?
Absolutely. I believe that the Attorney General is just being too political in this aspect. You know, the courtroom is definitely not a place for political forum, and it's just, you know, my liberty is at stake here, and it's just too political at this point.
I see. Now, have they? Is it likely that you'll come to some kind of a compromise, or are they pursuing this in a way where they're not giving you any kind of an out?
We have a court date that's coming up in about 2 weeks, and so we'll take it from there.
Now, you know, Bill Schuette, our attorney general, said that when it comes to dispensaries in general, and the reason why he supported the closure of dispensaries is that things were being run as though it was the Wild West, and that there were, quote, pot profiteers that were taking advantage of the law. Before dispensaries were shut down, was that not in fact happening?
No, actually, I mean, if they did a little more research, including myself, you know, I have a nonprofit as well as Your Healthy Choice Clinic. When we acquired medication when we were open, we acquired it for $9 a gram from the growers, and then we would turn around and would, you know, hand it to the patients for $12 a gram. And so that's not a high overhead. And if they look at the overhead, the bills and everything else, the payroll, and everything is running by compliance. We try to do it, you know, with this under regulation of the city ordinance as well. So it's not that people are out here making thousands of dollars. I mean, if they really look at it, it was regulated, you know, and we're trying to push for tax and regulation on it. So all these shops that were opened up, the majority of them were not selling marijuana. It was definitely reimbursement for compensation under the Medical Marijuana Act. And it's unfortunate that they had to close down a lot of reputable businesses when we were just trying to evolve into the community. You know, we put a lot of jobs out here. Mm-hmm. Now a lot of people are lost. People on payroll are still not getting unemployment because their business under medical marijuana was not even recognized as a business.
Yeah, interesting. You said dispensaries were buying medical marijuana at $9 a gram, selling it for $12 a gram. How was that price range, I guess, agreed upon? Was that always the case or tended to be the case across the board?
Our clinic, you know, I can't really talk that much for everyone else's. I'm not sure. I've seen, you know, the prices vary from $20 a gram, $15 a gram, you know, all different places had different prices, different policies and procedures. You know, there was not something set of how these businesses should run. So everyone took their own interpretation of the law and just kind of went with that. Putting them under the city ordinance and making sure that people were kind of compliant with it regulated it. And that was definitely what needed to be done, because I feel that Lansing took too long to regulate it. You know, there was shops all over the place, and, you know, we're trying to get the credibility and maintain that credibility. We didn't ever intend it for it to be the wild, wild west. We know it has true medicinal value. You know, there's a lot of patients out here that do value from it. You know, the first year or two that I was in this, we were a resource center, and we did not, I never intended to start opening and dispensing, but we had a lot of people that, you know, needed medication. They weren't getting it compliantly. Mm-hmm. They weren't having this medication tested, and we did a lot of strand recommendations, more in it for someone's condition for hypertension, a strand recommendation, something that's not going to interact with their other meds that they're on. So a lot of people were in it for the wrong reasons, but this one is aimed at me. I come from a healthcare facility. I'm a patient with multiple sclerosis, and, you know, that was all overlooked. I'm in it for the right reasons.
I'm talking to Shakina Penna, the owner of the Your Healthy Choice Clinic here in Lansing. So from what I can tell, there are dispensaries that remain open in Lansing. Are any of them selling marijuana at this point?
You know, I don't really know what they're doing. What concerns me is that we all have, in the city of Lansing, and I believe Ingham County as well, have received that cease and desist letter. Now, this is what they're telling you to stop. You should abide by those laws. This is now the separation of who was out here to help the patients for the right reasons, or are we now luring the patients for, you know, them not being aware if they're looking for the medication because they're lost? And they're seeing all the shops go down, but they're not aware that they could face charges. What happens if someone raids these dispensaries or shops that are not abiding by the laws? They're running in, and, you know, they're going to get press charges on everyone, of course, the employees that work there, and the patients as well. Who's going to bail out the patients? What about the patients?
That has not happened yet, though. There have been no raids in the Lansing area, as far as you know.
Right. Not that I know. We talk with different prosecutors and so forth, and we know that they say warrants and so forth have been issued. So, you know, we're hoping and praying that this does not happen. A lot of people have stories that don't come forth, unfortunately, have been pulled over for trying to deliver to a patient's home who is not their patient, and this is by state police, you know, not local police, but that's pretty scary.
Now, what happens? I mean, there have been these supply chains set up. Medical marijuana providers have been obviously supplying dispensaries at a pretty vast quantity. What's going to happen now, and has been happening now, that dispensaries most are no longer selling medical marijuana?
You know, I don't know the answer to that one. We're trying to push forth, you know, and get those letters for that emergency stay and that appeal process so we can get this turned over immediately. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you know, these caregivers, a lot of them are, you know, minimizing their grow because they don't know where this is going to be. They don't want to be caught with all this surplus. Yes, all of them are still legit. The majority of them are in their plant count. But what's going to happen when you have that high surplus? Is it going to be forced, you know, to push everybody, hey, we lost jobs, we have so much invested, we got to keep these lights on, our credit here? Is it going to push them to the street when they get desperate? And that's something that we do not want to see happen. We don't want to see people going to jail for trying to benefit and help other people. It's really a loss and not a win at all.
Now, those that argued for closing down the dispensary said that the law allows for patients to get marijuana from their providers, and selling is not part of this law. Is that now happening? Are we transitioning into patients now directly connecting with providers?
Right. Like, for instance, myself, I'm a patient, and I also have my five patients. And, you know, we have paperwork to renew these five patients, and all the checks have been cleared. But it's been 3 months, and I'm still awaiting their card. And with my particular situation, I'm nervous to even go over to take, you know, the patients or medication, because I don't want to jeopardize them. You know, I know what I have on my plate, but on my conscience, you know, I don't want to put anyone else or mislead. In leadership, you know, you have all these people looking at you, coming to you, asking questions, patients crying, what do we do, what do we do? Mm-hmm. And your heart goes out to them, and you don't want to mislead or misguide them, but you just have to, you know, give them the truth and let them put it in their hands, and what they do with them, they're accountable for.
And so what's the reality? Is black market marijuana sale now occurring in Lansing, and is that going to be a growing factor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is so sad. We've seen multiple things, numerous in the parks, You know, I went with my son to the park the other day, and we had seen a couple of different transactions, and he had pointed it out to me. He brought it to my attention, and I thought, this is getting out of hand. Today, I just went to go to a taco stand, and I seen it going next to my car, and I'm thinking, hey, I know what you're doing, you know, and I'm sorry for the situation, but please don't do that next to my car, because especially not my car right now at this moment. But, you know, it's sad. And then, you know, I had ladies from the Neighborhood Association contact me at the clinic saying, you know, we have worked so hard cleaning this neighborhood, and I'm thinking, why are you calling me? Call your state representative. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with me anymore.
Shakina, you know? Shakina Penna, she is the owner of Lansing's Your Healthy Choice Clinic, and we'll talk some more. It sounds like things are evolving, and maybe not in a good way, but we'll see where we go from here. Thank you for joining me, Shakina.
Thank you for your time.